Nancy Show, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Big woman.
No, she ain't a big woman. Now, not to be confused with a BMW, which is a big Mexican woman.
Big Mexican
woman. Her ass is 48 inches around. Her waist is 23 inches around.
And what's her tit size? Did you get that yet?
Tit size is double D's.
Oh, okay, yep. She's been under the bra.
Oh, I've been under and way past.
It's like the boobs wrapped around my head and the nipples touching on the other side.
Oh, God.
I tell you what, first time.
Looks like we're doing a weird electrical experiment.
First time she ever fucking cummed on me, I thought I was drowning. Holy shit, I could sort of bitch pissed on me. Actually, I discussed her before in a previous.
So, God damn it, no, stop it, you gotta put a fire out with that thing.
Now I look forward to it, Mom.
And honestly, people out there, don't fuck your brother or sister. That only happens up in the night. What?
Well, we weren't even talking about fucking brother.
That
and
was
sister.
Just random segue.
I just made a suggestion. Hope people don't fucking decide to do that.
Yeah, learn from the rat's mistakes. Don't do that.
No.
It was not his mistake.
Okay, that was just a whisper. You couldn't see that.
He said his mama and daddy.
Okay.
He did not hear that, everybody. Even though he's sitting right across the table.
I believe he's just trying to goat me into telling the story about my friend. I think that's what he's trying to do. You don't need to know me. You can just tell me, hey, tell that story about when your brother
fucked. That's okay. I fucked my sister, my stepsister. She was awesome. I met her when I was like fucking 19 years old. Big, beautiful tits, nice ass. Then I found out she was a, what was that I called those things? Yeah, she was a Toby fucker.
A Toby fucker.
What's a Toby fucker?
Is that when Toby Keith comes into town and they're all like, oh, fine, I'll fuck you.
A Toby's kind of like a porch monkey or a coon or something like that that you would want to hang on a daily basis.
Oh, he's got plenty of racist here.
No, I'm not racist. I didn't say anything racist.
We're talking about raccoons. She's a raccoon fucker. They got those little hands. They know how to work the pussy.
Right.
And they wear those little masks. They can't quite tell which one did it.
Oh, yeah. No. To get a good hand job, they probably get a squirrel. Because they got the tail you can wrap around your dick, too.
Yeah, but they got to take the tip of the dick.
That's not for Ansel. But, yeah.
That's why the T-Rex was such an angry dinosaur. It couldn't jerk off.
No. And his wife couldn't even jerk him off.
He didn't give him a blowjob. What happened to Tom?
Until I figured out how they reproduced, what did she do? Turn her head, lay on her face while he came up behind her?
I imagine the female T-Rex would have to put its head straight to the ground, like flat on the ground with tail.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not like some sort of weird oil dyke.
I would pay to fucking see that. The T-Rex porno. The first ever T-Rex.
Get on it, Spielberg.
The only problem with that is afterwards, like we do, they're going to get the munchies. Well, what's the nearest munchies? You.
I wonder if weed was around in ancient
times. Okay, man.
And wouldn't that have been funny if Stegosaurus or Triceratops walks up, eats a whole freaking, like, 12 pounds of weed, and it's like... It's like running the trees and shit. Scientists find a freaking Triceratops skeleton where it's just embedded into a tree. What the fuck happened here? Well, as you can see by his, the traces of his stomach, this one did a lot of pot. And then went straight into a tree.
How'd you figure that out?
I smoked it. It didn't digest. You see, we scraped these crystals off the bones, and, well, needless to say, I snorted some, and, that elephant on your shoulder really needs to shut the fuck up. Tell him to put on some pants.
Speaking about you should have pants on, you should probably, when you go to Fifty Shades of Grey this weekend, you should probably, if you're single, make sure you wear pants and don't take them off the theater to whack off.
If you're a male and you're single, you're going to see Fifty Shades of Grey,
you're gay.
Yeah, well, either you're gay or do Pornhub.
Yeah.
Pornhub.
And whack it off in the theater.
Don't be determined that shit.
Pee Wee Herman, don't sue us.
No, I try anything, you know, bastard.
I don't think he can sue us. He's been sued too much.
But to be honest, I'm on his side, all right? You know, every other guy was whacking off, too.
Right. It's not like he went to see fucking Little Red Riding Hood or fucking Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, it's not like he went to go see Mary Kate and Ashley save the mall.
Right. He went to
back when they were underage.
You know what? You remember back in the 50s and 60s, they used to have drive-ins. After what time? 12 o'clock at night? It was all porn. What was the old perverts doing and young guys doing? Sitting in their cars, jerking off. Hell, they even would give you a Kleenex and some lotion. It was just like the sign, but for masturbation.
Yep. Clean the windshield. Get the windshield cleaner over here.
Yeah, hang the speaker on the windshield, on the driver window. You get your refreshments. You moisten that for after. Which, that was just some really ugly girl with fuckhead pimples that skated up.
Dead night this weekend, whack it off in the theater.
Right.
Have your girlfriend jerk you off during 50 Shades of Grey this weekend.
Now, if you're wondering how to do this slyly, well, you can just get the popcorn and cut a hole in the bottom.
And keep reaching in.
And tell her to go bopping for some kernels.
That's a date tip for this weekend. You know what we haven't done is Stoner Corner Cookbook time for the last few weeks.
Stoner Cookbook time. Let's see here. God, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, we haven't done the last 3 weeks episodes, though.
All right, it's not something you can make, but something I highly suggest is you call them mottos. You get their little meat suffers. But you tell the fuckers to take that ham out of there because ham is fucking disgusting. You tell them to put extra cheese and extra pepperoni with some extra marinara, and you just get fat.
And cry and masturbate in your tears on Valentine's Day.
And it's funny because they always...
Why cry? I don't understand why men are so upset about being single on Valentine's Day. You got the back pages.
You can go to the bar.
You think of all the money you save by being single.
But
and weed and alcohol. That is again, but the back pages are behind 7-Eleven at Biddeford. Almost any fucking street in Springfield and Sanford are off.
Oh, Portland, wherever in the fucking city.
Let's get down to it. Anywhere in the fucking state of Maine.
Congress Street.
Go to a 7-Eleven, get a blowjob.
I have not
a blowjob in Big Bite. It's a fucking awesome fucking... that's perfect.
There's nothing wrong with hookers.
Man, chili.
No, they're just trying to make a living like us, yeah.
Fuck, now I've got a fucking hard on and the munchies. Let's go, Subby.
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
But I'm not taking you behind the building.
I'm not playing on you. That's what the girl that works there is supposed to do.
Oh, jeez.
I want some coffee.
You know, they always have an extra girl, a guy working at Subby's that's never behind the counter, never doing nothing, just walking around. That's a 7-Eleven prostitute.
Oh, Jesus. Now you're promoting 7-Eleven that has prostitutes.
Yeah, nationwide, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Well, they need to do something.
Come get your dick sucked.
Well, they need to do something while Puma Sanji runs the register.
Oh, yeah, don't take my wife.
Hello, welcome to my 7-Eleven. How can I help you? Okay, you can get extra cheese on the nachos, but only if you pay the banger in the ass. And it's $12.99. Plus tax. And deposit. Is that all together or separate?
All together.
All together.
Hey,
don't
clean out my cheese.
Get your cheese right here.
Do you see the turban on my head? It is a tracking system. Don't take her too far. If you take her too far, my turban will vibrate, and it'll vibrate in the direction I need to turn to get her.
That's okay. Can I take her to her truck? I got a good hunting drive will be on the back seat. It's been known to take care of turbans and tracking systems.
Yes, take her. You're like, all right, Panda. Home missing away. Oh,
bing, diamond,
diamond. Wow.
Bing, 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 bing. But imagine the fucking porno theaters in fucking Asia.
Oh, God. I don't even want to think of it. They're in this on sex
slaves. Wait for it.
Bing, 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 bing. Oh.
It's like, look, it's showing her titties and vagina. Why is the dick blurred out? Fucking Japanese are
such a big a penis.
You know what's fucked up about the Asian? They can put anything out for porn.
Oh yeah, it's animated porn. They fucking.
Well, even non-animated porn, even shit that you can go to prison for in America for looking at, that you should go to prison for looking at. They can legally do and produce.
Oh.
You ready to brush up?
No,
it's like, hey, you want child porn? Go to Japan, go to China, you can watch it.
You want
to watch it? Can't be part of it. Fucking nasty gooks.
Yeah, you want to make child porn? Taiwan.
What?
Taiwan's worthless.
Taiwan child porn.
If you are a businessman who wants to have himself an interlude with a 13-year-old boy, you're going to Taiwan.
Jesus Christ.
Another part about Taiwan and Thailand is the fact that they're very big on transvestites. So you'll walk in, and they'll be like, oh, my God, that's a fine Asian girl with some nice titties. So then you'll look down and go,
yeah, she has a nice dick going on with
ding
it.
Dong.
Oh, shit.
Ding dong. The witch has a big dick.
Well, my heart on dick was hard on.
Here's my problem with looking at Chinese child porn. Well, for one, I'm not into the guys. And well, what's going on? Well, actually, should be looking at child porn anyway.
No. That's just
fun.
My problem with child porn.
I like girls with big tits. Chinese girls, as adults, don't have big tits.
Well, stop. No.
So
some Chinese.
What makes you think a 12-year-old Chinese girl is going to have anything more than a rib cage? It's fucking disgusting.
They like it. The closer they get, the still better.
All right, right.
That's why they do the foot binding thing. You know, the closer they can get that stone top, the better. You know how they name people in Asia? They throw pots and pans down the stairs and write down the noise.
Oh, Jesus.
That's old.
Sorry, Asian. Sorry for that.
I'm not.
Yeah,
me either. Fuck it.
I'm sorry, but your people, not the ones that live here, but your people back over there, how do they choose food? They walk around and go, you're a bug. You don't smell so bad. Oh, you taste like shit. All right, don't eat the other one.
They live on rice fields. There you can add a little rice to it.
Yeah, they also shit in the rice fields.
Why
and
they
fucking
call it a rice
patty? Dogs off the street.
Yeah, they do keep the strays off the street. I can say that. And you guys do a good job of keeping the strays off the street in America, too. We appreciate that, but quit selling them back to us. And every now and then, we do like to see a pigeon nowadays. We all know where all the fucking pigeons went. They didn't fucking starve to death, that's for damn sure.
Mike Tyson's house.
Oh, Jesus.
He's training them. go, Mike, go.
But no offense to you. Actually, yeah, no offense. All you fucking gooks, you guys have some fucked up, twisted beliefs in religion. Some of the shit you do is cool, but 90% of your shit is just immoral and ethic and fucked up.
Yeah, they're a bunch of foreign pricks. That's what they are.
Yeah,
it's nothing to do with them being foreign. It's just who they are.
Foreign pricks. We make Chinese food. We make fat Americans. We make up for. We make fat Chinese people.
You know, I just love fucking your women, though. You know how you find your black friend in China? Turn around.
Oh, God.
Actually, yeah. Do a 360
spin. You'll see him.
Yeah. There's only 1 7'2" walking around town.
And even if they're Cat Williams size, just look for the dark spot. Look, I see a shot over there. They are only with a...
Have any of you ever got caught masturbating?
Hey, we have no problem with black people, so don't think that was a racist joke right there.
Okay.
Now I have not been caught masturbating, but I have a couple of funny stories of people that were.
Oh, jeez.
First off, my brother one time was walking out of a mutual friend's house where there are bedrooms downstairs that kind of had a window sort of on the bottom. He's walking by and looks down and sees his our friend's little brother just going to town on old Sparky. I was like, so, how disturbed were you? He's like, I couldn't drive for a half hour, man. I had to wait for my sight to come back. But probably the funniest story I have a friend to have is he's not really a close friend. He's actually a radio DJ from down in Texas. His name's PK. Feel free to check out him and his wife's show, pkanddk.com. Funny podcast. But when he got caught, he had a floppy disk that had like 4 or 5 pictures on it. And he was out in his father's RV. And he was looking at the dirty pictures. And then his father caught him. So what does his father do? Takes him, moves him into his sister's room, and takes the door off the hinges.
Uh-huh.
All for catching him whacking the monkey. And the worst part is, he never gave back the floppy disk.
Well,
you know
he
was
still these days, too. Floppies.
No, you can't. You can't get floppy. It's got to be hard because if it's floppy, the girl's going to be like, look, I got to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a 3.5-inch floppy.
Right.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I got caught in Cliff Park. I've gotten caught on Main Street.
Oh, God.
I got caught at the Biddeford Theater during the, what was that show? Yeah, Trailer Trash Christmas. Those girls was hot.
I think it was that prequel, 20 Shades of Grey.
Well, actually, I got caught
at the movie theater. So I don't see where else have I gotten caught. And the funeral home's bathroom.
What? The funeral? Jacking off to a corpse?
No, it wasn't jacking off.
Hey, Grandma looked real good, all right? She always looked good in that purple dress.
I was jacking off to the widow.
Oh!
She was fucking sexy. She had the great curly hair, nice dress on, fucking chips just out the hair.
Yo, I think he's getting hard on right now, too.
So, look, I'm sorry for your loss. When do you think you're going to need the dust cleaned off your pussy?
Oh, I already cleaned it off like the week before.
Oh, fucking a widow before the fucking funeral.
No, she wasn't a widow at the time.
Oh.
That's how the husband died. He fucking caught us. I learned that.
Oh, shit. No, don't.
I'm sorry for your loss.
See
you in the bathroom.
Pretty much so, man.
Oh, man.
I did it in the shower. It wasn't anything we did it on. So
No, actually, we waited until on the way to the graveyard. We were in the limousine behind it, behind the hearse.
Oh, my.
I'm glad you're dead.
They're going to hell, Peter.
This is the hardest.
Hey, she got $250,000 for his heart attack, guys. She wasn't too loud.
Yeah, I didn't fucking kill you. I'm going to have sex with somebody, and you're going to walk in, and you're going to have a heart attack, and I'm going to get $250,000.
bag, a fucking Big Mac, a blowjob, and a milkshake. Hey, I think I did good. Oh, yeah.
And, it's out of order.
And she popped me a quarter. Pound, that is.
It was
a quarter pounder, I guess, I tell you what. That's a Big Mac.
While living with my ex, we had a roommate at the time, and I had the shower going on. Okay, she's in the shower. I have a few minutes on this couch. A few minutes. She was in the shower. She cut me happy. Thank you time. One thing. So many exchanges, I get to see her now.
Who, the roommate? Or
yeah, the roommate.
You ever fall asleep on the couch while jerking off?
What?
Yeah, I'll
fall asleep with your dick in your hand.
Yeah, I'll buzz and hammer, fall asleep. Fuck, I done spilled Cheetos and shit on it because I've been up watching porn masturbating for a few hours. Wake up, like, something feels good. Fucking dog licking the Cheetos off your dick.
Dog licking Cheetos off your dick.
Oh, don't forget the beer and the slurpee still on the
what the fuck?
Yeah, Rover, we're past.
The cat fucking rubbing up, fucking walking around, rubbing up against your head, circling around, rubbing its ass across your face because it knows you're asleep. It's like, hi, I'm a verb.
So I had a threesome with the dog and the cat.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I got molested.
Threesome with a dog and a cat. You're getting pussy and freaking giving the dog a ball.
Don't forget the pony.
The pony?
I had to give the pony a ride.
Pony a fucking ride. It's a four-way now.
Who wants to give my pink pony a ride?
I mean, that's all right. Mary's little lamb stopped by to say hi.
There's a guy out in San Francisco.
And Mary was right on top of the pony. Actually, underneath it, if I remember.
There's a guy out in San Francisco who has a dog.
That
on top of the dog rides a cat. And on top of the cat rides a mouse. And on top of the mouse, I'm sure, rides a couple of fleas.
Oh, Jesus.
And on those fleas,
herpes.
Actually, speaking of herpes, you want to hear something funny about herpes?
Oh, Jesus.
Down in Florida, something happened where scientists were doing experiments and they gave monkeys herpes.
What?
Why you would want to give monkeys herpes, I don't know. Maybe they're thinking, hey, they're immune to AIDS, why not herpes? But that didn't work. But instead of euthanizing the animals, which would have been the proper thing to do, they put them on an island just off the coast of Florida, which was a small island, but they only had a few monkeys. Fast forward a few years, there are now thousands of monkeys.
And they're all infested with herpes.
They're all infested with herpes. Island has run out of food, and they are starting to swim to Florida. Imagine the look.
Monkeys swimming to Florida.
Herpes monkeys. At least 100 have shown up on shores already.
Are they euthanized them on site?
Oh, yeah.
They need to burn the island.
Could you imagine what the Cubans were thinking in their boat? Just seeing a monkey swim by, scratching itself at the same time. Hey, I'm not sure if I want to go to America anymore. Hey, honey, I need you to pack up your clit and let's go. That's right. It's the end of the show, and I had to say clit.
It's not end of the show yet.
Well, end of the live broadcast.
It's end of the live broadcast, yeah.
God, I like to say clit. Then the monkeys show up, and they want jobs. And they won't pick the fruit because they have
herpes.
Some of them start working in the streets.
And they spread the herpes. And it's not like you girls in Sanford, Bedford, Scarborough, fucking Maine ain't helping.
Ooh. I remember once I went to Lewis.
I'm sorry. I'm sure.
I remember once I went to Lewiston to pay a fine. I'm in Lewiston, and then 3 seconds I hear a lady go, bitch!
What?
Yeah. Fucking look at me.
Quit!
Fucking look at me. Quit.
I hit it on the mark.
Fucking, yeah. Look at the bitch. Look at the bitch dragging her kids. Fucking Lewis. Fuck you, Lewis. White trash, Lewis.
White trash, Lewis. Oh, yeah, Lewis has a full white trash. Also on a...
Aborigines?
No, they have towel heads in Lewis.
That sounds like Aborigines to me.
No, they're not towel heads, they're Somalians.
Somalians?
They're former pirates.
Pirates, yeah. Pirates in Lewis, that makes sense.
So yeah, pirates.
Yo ho ho, when the bottle up fills.
Yo ho ho, stroking it with one in my hand, my crush in my hand, my dick in my mind, my dick in my
Lewis
mind.
Lewis the lady, last month.
But like it is to be a pirate.
Okay.
We need to get Paul Hunt to sing Lewis the lady for us live.
Oh, yeah.
That or get a recording of it on Friday. Because that's just the best song ever, and you should get iTunes.
Yeah. Yeah, he needs a new CD.
Actually, him and Ian Stewart are actually currently working on doing a CD-DVD combo.
Oh, nice.
So it'll come with two CDs, one of Paul's, one of Ian's, and a DVD.
Oh, nice.
Can we do an interview of a blind prostitute?
Interview of a blind prostitute?
If you know a blind prostitute, I'll certainly ask you the questions.
I don't know, right, but I think that would be an awesome show. I'll have to do some research on that.
All right, do some research on that. Get back to us next week.
All you do is just find a prostitute and have that her eyes. That's fucking
hard. It's your end.
Oh, no, that's fucking jail time. I don't want to do that quite yet.
Not necessarily. You shouldn't have eyes. She's not going to play on the lineup.
If in the Portland area this Friday, what's the date of this Friday? The 13th? Yeah. Oh, Friday the 13th. No, there's going to be a roll of paper contest. Paper contest for him. What's the place called?
At Aware, there's going to be a rolling paper competition sponsored by Stranger Papers, a product made by our very own Ian Stewart, one of our fellow comedians. Sorry to put it to you people, but it's only going to be tobacco getting rolled up. Yeah.
Yeah.
For tobacco use only. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, tickle, tickle. But there will be pizza.
Pizza and beer.
There will be pizza, there will be beer, there will be a DJ.
And there will comedy.
Be some of the greatest joint rollers, and there will be some comedy, and it's going to be a fun time.
And
he says free pizza, which means I'm going to be there, because if you give away free pizza, guess what? I'm going to show
up. Are you there?
And you're performing Friday somewhere?
Yep, Friday I'm performing at Andy's Old Port Tavern. Down the Old Port, show starts at 7, so if you have enough time to come over, see me perform, and then head over to the rolling paper competition on Anywhere, which is just up the street.
Yep, and Skinner McQueen will be at the Lash Act next week in Westbrook at Skybox, a great new room in Maine. Go check it out.
Hey, go check it out. We are all performed there tonight.
Yep.
And also, starting this Thursday at Flask, at least hopefully this Thursday, every Flask every Thursday at 8 o'clock, we have open mic, and we're actually going to start streaming the open mic comedy live on the internet.
Holy shit.
Oh, yes. Live
technology.
Internet streaming open mic comedy. I've never even heard of this before, so we are going to be breaking ground.
Oh, yeah.
DJ Cougar.
Boop, boop, boop.
On the ones and twos that are attached to his nipples.
Okay. All that note, I hope you enjoyed listening to Radio and Talk. Hope to see you out and about. Listen to us next week. 11:30, another 11:30 broadcast. This will be at the Last Shack next week in Westbrook at Skybox. So, talk to you later.
Have a good night.